good, bro?
Not much, not much, man.
We are back again.
What is going on, everybody? Season two.
Season two, man. It's been a minute. People been asking about when we going to hit them up with
another show. Up to our Instagram.
So how you been, bro? You traveled a little bit, I think, from the last
season. Same you.
You went to Korea.
You went to Puerto Rico again.
I went to Puerto Rico.
You saw your family, though, right?
Yeah, this time I saw my family for the first time.
Tia and your cousins
tia,
and all that.
My auntie.
Your primos.
My uncles. My cousin. It was amazing, bro. Yeah. Amazing. I'll be back soon. I got to go back.
Yeah, you got to go back now because you got some projects going on over there,
we got some projects. How was Korea, bro?
Korea
Why you bring no food in the bag, bro? They got some good-looking food, bro.
Dude, they stopped me.
They stopped me
and said, no, you can't bring that over. I'm like, dang. Yeah. So I had to eat it all up at the airport. Why do you think I'm on a diet right now? Because I've been trying to...
Bro, I seen one thing, bro. I'm mad that I didn't save the IG page. It was a page. It was... I definitely think it was Korean. I don't even want to go into details because I want this idea. I want to try to bring it to Saudi.
Yeah.
But all I can say was like a Korean burrito. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm hoping we can be the first... Bro, I got to find this page.
You know, me and...
After the show, we going to talk, bro.
Yeah, because we got something coming up, so maybe we can add that to the menu.
Yeah, but I can't say it on air, man, because somebody might, bro, that joint is banging.
Yeah,
that
joint
looks
banging. It's on.
All right, so what's good, bro?
Hey, before we start, let me give a shout out to our sponsors, you know. I know you like our kicks. We got a new shoe sponsor, you know.
Dope.
Streetwear Plug.
Shout out to Streetwear Plug.
Thank you for the sneakers. And we got a big giveaway coming up soon.
Oh, yeah?
That the winner is going to be able to win a pair of either Jordans or Yeezys. Dope. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
Manscaped. Can't escape Manscaped. And for the non-Muslim, because we have both Muslims, we have Christian viewers, we have Catholic viewers, we have viewers everybody. Of everybody. And we're open to everybody, you know.
Definitely.
No prejudice.
No prejudice, you know? Bro.
No prejudice.
But for
those who do celebrate Father's Day,
yes.
Manscaped came out with Boxers 2.0.
Okay.
I'm actually wearing a pair right now, and I'm telling you, they're amazing. They're amazing.
Because
so make
for
sure.
Us, Father's Day and Mother's Day is every day in Islam.
Yeah, right?
That's
how it should be, though.
It's supposed to be like this every day. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to have respect for the father and the mother every single day.
Yeah.
We don't just pick them out for one day of the year, you know what I mean, and exert ourselves, and then the rest of the year is normal.
Exactly.
In Islam, especially the mother.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that because they think the mother or woman in Islam doesn't have, you know, high status. But mm-hmm. there was a saying when they asked the Prophet Muhammad, who deserved our rights, like to be, who deserved the best treatment from us? One of the companions asked him. He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. He said, and then who? He said, your mother.
Your mother.
Then he said, who? He said, then your father.
Yeah.
So the mother have rights three times over the father. So
always.
Because,
I mean...
And you're a mother's boy yourself. So, you know what
we all mama's boy, man. Come on. Yeah, so don't forget, check out Manscaped.
Manscaped.
Anything you order from Manscaped, make sure you use our promotion code, Mutu Q.
Mutu Q.
You get 20% off additionally using Mutu Q.
Dope.
All right. And then also, streetwearplug.me. If you need authentic pair of Jordans, Yeezys.
Yeah, and these joints dope, bro. Look at
Air
this.
Air Force Ones, Travis Scott's, you know, make sure you hit them up. Because they could get it for you. They ship worldwide.
Worldwide.
And they're authentic. And if you find out that they aren't, they will guarantee...
And I like them
reimbursement
youngsters.
Three times what you pay for.
And I like them youngsters, bro. They really doing their thing.
Yeah.
Young entrepreneurs start early hustling, bro. So I like that. I like to see that.
Yeah, we like to see people, you know, doing things positively.
For sure, bro.
Rather than negatively.
A lot of people, they see the new background. They like, where y'all at?
We at home now.
That's why we chilling. Yeah.
Shout out to Object. Mm. It's a concept store here. It's a creativity store.
Dope.
They hooked us up with the Object Bear.
Okay.
With our logo on it. Shout out to them.
I knew I felt something behind me, bro.
Right?
I felt like something was behind me, man. So what's new, bro? So what's new? Now we got you shot everybody out. What's new, man?
Riyadh is like the time we had a hiatus up until now, Riyadh's changed a lot.
It changed a lot. You know what I mean?
Dude, they got the train system about to go, the subway system.
Wow, dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hop on the train, bro. I'm going to be on the metro every
day. That's
going to
be crazy.
I'm going to be on the metro every day.
Instead of taking 30 minutes to get to your house, it's going to take me 10 minutes now if I hop on the train, the subway.
Okay, so there's no excuse, bro. We're going to see you around.
Well, of course. You know who's building the metro here?
The Koreans?
My cousins.
The Koreans?
Yeah.
I thought it was the French.
No, they went to Korea and got Samsung and my cousins
here. See, his cousins.
We everywhere.
So what else is up? What else is new?
Nothing much. Aside from that, you know, I've been excited about season two.
We got a lot of things coming up in season two.
We
got some dope guests. We ain't going to drop no names now, but we got some good guests coming this season.
Yeah, it's going
to
be big.
You know what I mean? You're traveling. You're going to Korea soon again.
Yep. I got to go Korea going again. To Korea.
Maybe we'll do a show in Korea, bro.
We got to do one.
You know what I mean? Switch it up on them.
So I'm working on that, actually. I got some ideas for Korea, you know?
So what else is new, bro? What else is new? What's been happening in the news?
Yeah. Well, first of all,
let's send condolences to what happened in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, an unfortunate situation.
Another school shooting.
Another school shooting, bro. Mm. What do you think about that? You know, with the whole gun control, when it comes back home to the politics.
The thing with guns. Argument,
because I have mixed feelings, and I'll tell you why. Because I believe everybody have a right
to bear arms,
to defend themselves, to protect themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think it's not really about gun control. To a degree, it's about gun control, but I think it's more important about who you giving these guns to. Like, it shouldn't be, right now, a person who doesn't have a criminal record can get a gun.
Or background.
A criminal background. If it's criminal
Even psychological background.
Yeah, they need to have background. The mental background is more important than a criminal.
Because
most of these people that's doing these mass shooting, they have no criminal records whatsoever, but it shows that they have a mental issue, bro.
You know?
So what do you think about that, man?
So, you know I love Eminem. I'm a big Eminem fan. Yeah,
you talk about Eminem every show.
He made a track, a music video called Darkness.
Hmm.
And in that music video, if you watch it, it feels so real.
Hmm.
But he plays the guy from the Las Vegas shooting.
Okay.
Like he wrote the lyrics all to match what he thinks that shooter from the Las Vegas shooting was seen. And it's all mental.
Yeah, it's mental. Bro, definitely mental.
They looked into the killer.
Yes.
After he committed suicide at the end.
Mm.
They checked his background. He had no back history of mental illness and all that.
Real talk.
He's not against banning guns.
He have no history against mental illness, according to who, though?
Exactly.
Because most people that have mental illness,
they don't really go get checked.
They don't really go get help. They just keep it to themselves.
That's it right there.
You know what I mean? Yep. So why they looking for the criminals, these people with mental illnesses is the ones blowing up schools and shooting up school. For example, you know, in Yemen, if I'm not mistaken, they say America is one of the nations in the West, probably the only Western nation that has more guns than people.
Yeah.
They say Yemen is the second country, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's had more guns than people.
But you
never hear mass shooting. Of course, it's a war now in Yemen, but we talking about before the war, there was never any records of mass shooting. People be in the streets fighting in Yemen with their guns on them, and they don't pull out their guns. So obviously it has nothing to do with the amount of guns. It's all about mental health issues, Aki. They have mental health issues. They get these guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think I have mixed feelings with that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think
everybody
should be able to bear arms to protect themselves, you know what I mean?
And
yes.
Because those school shootings happen because of kids. Mm. They have access to their parents' weapons.
Yeah, bro.
That's another 18-year-old issue.
Bro, an 18-year-old kid is a kid.
Yeah,
they're not even mature enough. Like, they don't even have mature. They're not even mature enough,
especially boys.
Yeah, you know,
I'm 41 and I'm barely going through puberty now. you know, the ladies who say, you know, oh, he's going through midlife crisis. No, that's actually puberty.
Yeah, you go.
He's finally going through puberty.
So that's what it is. I thought it was a midlife crisis. No.
For us, it's not. We don't call it midlife crisis. We call it that's our last stage. I think I'm
44 years old. I think I just matured last year, bro.
Yeah,
you see what I mean?
So an 18 year old boy.
Wow.
He still has a mindset of like a 12-year-old, 10-year-old boy.
True.
You know?
True.
Because there's sometimes where I'm 41, imagine I still have a mindset of a 21-year-old. Exactly. I'm not 21.
Men, we mature later than
like women, I have, that's why they say, that's why in the Quran, you know, Prophet Muhammad said, your mother.
In the Hadith,
a woman, they could switch it on and off right away. Like, you know, I'm all having fun and like tomorrow, boom, I'm a woman. A grown woman.
Yeah.
For us, we need years. You know, like parenting.
Yeah, true.
A woman, when she's 16 years old, she could switch it off and be like, I'm a mom now.
True. Yeah, we immature,
we
bro.
We 30 even, years old and we still trying to, we 40 years old.
We 30 years old, we also having balloon fights.
We just learned.
We still having balloon fights.
Yeah, like the way, like my kids know what I'm talking about.
It's really true, man, that an 18-year-old boy is still a kid.
Yeah.
So we, I hope they fix that back home.
Well, no, it's never gonna get fixed.
No, they're gonna have to come to.
There's always gonna be. It's gonna continue.
But you know, a lot of stuff that have been happening also is growing. Problem within the you know, domestic terrorism is actually one of the is a big problem in the USA. Yeah. So I see that they, you know, they locking all these rappers up. If you turn on, they doing a lot of investigating on these rappers while they got these, you know, what we call them? Extremists. Cases, yeah. You got these extremists, homegrown extremists in America that's online threatening to do all types of terrorism activities and is going right under the FBI nose and nobody's doing anything. But then they checking out these rappers, they following in their lyrics, they following them on their Instagram page, and they giving them these big cases and they putting them to jail while they letting these extremists, homegrown terrorists, get away.
Yeah.
So it shows you that even the law enforcement is still biased when it comes to race, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, all the stuff that's going on right now, like...
Yes.
So, with that saying, right, that's the thing, crying wolf. And what I mean by crying wolf, you know that old nursery story?
Yeah.
That's been going on since, like, a while, like 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Mm. And what I mean by that is when...
Yes,
there are cases where men actually rape women.
Yes.
But then there's a lot of cases where women cry rape. Just to get back at the man for something else, you know?
Yes.
And what people don't realize is that a man could say, oh, she raped me. Her image, nothing. Her professional life is not going to get impacted on that.
Yes.
But as soon as a woman says, I raped her, regardless if it's true or not.
No evidence or nothing.
My life's ruined.
True.
Now, when you're a celebrity and that happens to you.
Yes.
I'm not just talking about rape. About domestic violence too.
Domestic violence, or
because that whole Johnny Depp and
what's up with the Johnny Depp? Because I don't really know too much about it, but I'm hearing so much about it.
So they were married.
Okay, Johnny Depp and the lady Amber.
And Amber Heard was married.
Yes, and you know them both personally.
Yes. So I met Johnny Depp. We're at Paramount Studios. They're having some kind of award show for the behind the scenes, you know, for like the makeup artist, the you know, the set designers, you know, like and he was actually awarding one of them.
Okay.
And so I met him right after that. He was on his way out, and that's the first time I met him, and he was
cool.
I was hoping, because you know, when you're not in the business, you're like going, oh, if I ever meet this person, I hope they're cool. I hope they're not a jerk. You know, like there are cases where somebody meets their idol and their idol.
Yeah, they Hollywood. We call them Hollywood. Jerk. Yeah, definitely.
In this case, I was like, I hope not, because one thing I was able to tell him was that he saved my life. He stopped me from committing suicide.
I never heard how.
This is when I went to the war the first time.
Okay.
When I was in the military,
yes.
All my friends died within 1 month. Wow. And I was the only one left. Wow. Some of them died in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
Wow. I should have died too, but I didn't.
Wasn't your time.
Allah spared me, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't your time. But definitely.
There are times where after my duty, I'm sitting in my little corner by myself, and I feel like blowing my brains out because this happened.
Yeah, PTSD is real.
But I had a hard drive because I used to collect all the... Yeah, at the time it was wrong. I pirated them. I downloaded them and it was legal, but I had all Johnny Depp movies and TV shows, even 21 Jump Street from the time it started.
Wow.
You know, like all 10 seasons of 21 Jump Street.
So that kept you busy.
And so I just kept on watching those over and over again.
Wow.
And it kept me busy and it kept me alive. So I told him that. Wow. And all his entourage was like, hey, Johnny, we got to go. We got to go. You got to catch your flight. Yeah. He's like, screw that. I'm talking to him. Like he was a true gentleman.
Yeah. Dope.
He was very... Yeah.
Yes,
you know,
respectful,
courteous. Yes. And he said, "You know what? I would not be able to do what I do if it wasn't for people like you.
Okay, for the military
fighting for my freedom to do this." And like he was so. From then, I loved him even more. I actually met Amber at one of those Hollywood events.
Yes.
I think it was a GQ event or like a Vanity Fair, after party or something like that. And I didn't even want to talk to her. She was already acting a little crazy. Like I already knew from the fact that she was crazy. So okay, now.
Yeah.
What's going on now with Johnny Depp? They got married. Then they got divorced. Then she actually went out on public and said, Johnny Depp beat me. He physically abused me, which made Johnny Depp lose his contract with Disney for Pirates of the Caribbean. That's why he wasn't in the last, I think, last two Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
So it was more than just rumors. Like,
and a lot of movies.
It was more than her just saying he beat me. It has some ramifications on him.
He lost
his work. Wow.
Just like if a woman calls rape, regardless if it's true or not, or they find him innocent, his life is ruined. It ruined his career. Like, he hasn't been able to book a movie ever since.
Wow.
Since she started doing
that. So even no proof if they didn't.
Well, and then she showed up with photos of her bruised up and all that, which come to find out, it was all makeup. She did it on her own. And it come to find out, she was the one beating on him.
That's crazy.
She was acting violently towards him and she cheated on him constantly and all this.
Wow, this is crazy,
bro. She lied on the stand. So there is going to be
the final
verdict came out and they ruled on Johnny. Johnny is innocent of this and this and this.
Wow, so his name is clean. Cleared.
Now it's clean. And now a lot of Hollywood stars are rising up saying, hey, let's, you know, rights for Johnny, rights for Johnny. And even Robert Downey Jr., he actually wanted Johnny Depp to be in his next movie, saying, I don't want nobody else, Johnny Depp, trying to help him out. Because Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, he actually went through something like this too a while back. Or something like that.
It's sad.
So
it's
that's
sad.
Why now he's trying to help
Hollywood, bro. You know, in the entertainment world and these things, it's all about who says the first thing, who says it first. You know, they have nothing to weigh they just. Like, according to who, the justice would be served according to who mindset. You
but
know
that's
what I mean?
That's the thing about the general public, and that's like same like what a couple of comedians they use in their skit.
Yes.
And I do agree on.
Yes.
Is I think we in season one we talked about this. Like, is there ever a reason to hit a woman? Remember I
talked
bring that
about
up?
That. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's
Careful now though. Even this, they take our YouTube page out because
they are
everybody's
reasons,
soft
but
these days.
You just can't do it.
You can't even say certain things. Everybody's
but that
soft.
Whole
yes.
women's yes, empowerment. Yes. I'm all up for that.
No, but empowerment, like nobody's
giving
against,
them the benefit of the
everybody
doubt.
Is balanced.
You
know what I mean?
You gotta be 50-50 now.
You gotta be it's balanced. You know what I mean?
If you want women to be equal like men, then same with this.
But you gotta also realize because men and women are equal on certain levels, and certain things they're not equal on.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
And nothing you can do about it. For example, the way God created, the way Allah created men and women is different. Yeah. Like, for example, you're not going to see so many women going out. I remember I was in Atlanta, and I think, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, and I seen an old lady, American lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You told me
and she was lifting heavy bags, and she said, I don't agree with that men, women equal stuff because that's not true. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I lifting heavy bags when it's a man there? Like, so some stuff, a man and a woman is not equal on. Like, in Islam, the man should be the one responsible paying the bills.
Yeah.
Going, you know, the woman can work. We're not saying that a woman can't work, but all her money is her money. Yeah. Like, so my wife go to work, that money stays in her pocket. I can't take from her. So some responsibility lands on the man and some responsibility lands on the woman. A man can't come and say to the woman, in Islam, we equal. You got to pay half of the bills.
Yeah.
If she wants to out of her own kindness and good heart, he can accept it.
Yeah.
But he can't say we equal like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, for example, we see construction work right now.
Yeah.
Imagine just a bunch of women around here drilling these boulders it'll be more catastrophe. We're not saying that a woman can't do it, but it's really against her nature. You know, life is about balance. Like, it's against the nature of some things. So we don't really believe in men. I believe men and women on certain levels, mm-hmm. they equal. You know what I mean? When it comes to education and something, you have many women more educated than men. Yeah. You have many women that surpass men on certain things. But some stuff in life is balanced. It have to be balanced. Some stuff the men surpass women on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, look when they have these whole things where these, what is it? You know, we got to be careful what we say now. You know, nowadays in America, a dude can wake up and say, I'm a girl today. And he can go join. He can go join sports and fight against a woman. And destroy the woman in the ring.
Because the strength is still of a man.
Yeah, so how can they be equal?
Yeah.
Like, this happened. I forget who it was.
No. It was the U.S. Miss USA Miss Universe.
They broke some bones or something.
No. Well, okay, you're talking about that. I'm talking about Miss Universe. Yes. The one who won Miss Universe?
Yes. I can't.
Is a man who turned himself into a woman.
So a lot of stuff. So we know when it comes to that, there's different roles a man play, roles a woman play. There's roles, the nature of a woman is different than the nature of a man. You know what I mean? You might have a woman that's stronger than men in some degrees, but it's still, even it looked unnatural. She walking down the street like this, you know what I mean? Just so, but yeah, bro, you know, I think men like feminine women. We want the woman to be feminine, stay in the nature of a woman. You know what I mean? Like, we like that, you know what I mean? And that's what God like, you know what I mean? So, what else?
Nah, but like, I mean, no, I totally agree. I totally agree with that too.
For
sure. I mean, there's, I do believe in equality when it comes to man and woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
But here's my objection to that.
Yes.
Okay. That's all grand and dandy. You know,
yes.
You guys want to, women want to fight over, you know, women empowerment. We're the same as men.
Yes.
But be honest. I'm saying this to the women. Mm-hmm. Be honest. You want equality at a certain extent.
Mm.
Not everything being 50-50. Some things you want 50-50. Some things you still use that I'm a woman thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Like, they are. They do use some of it as that.
Yes, yes.
So they want like the same pay. They want men and women. Like, if there's a woman and then there's me and we're doing the same exact job, or she has more experience than me and I'm getting paid more than her.
I don't agree with that.
She complains about that, which you have all the right
to. I don't agree with, but I think when it comes to pay, they should get the same pay.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, exactly. If they're doing the same work, they should get the same pay.
Absolutely.
But in some cases, in America, it's not like, I think men get,
they still do.
Salary is a little more higher than the woman.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Some companies, depending on who the CEO and what they are, they still do that.
They should be fighting for equality when it comes to that, because they're doing the same work.
But don't say, you know what I mean? That's why they need to know how to choose their words.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, yes, I could hit you just like a man. If you're saying you're same as us. No, right?
Yeah, true.
You know?
So,
women take that to way too much. As in, like, they'll start hitting you automatically thinking you're not going to hit them back.
I think you had a lot of fights with women because
No.
This season two and you still talk about this.
No. This is about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
True.
You know? She's hitting him.
Wow.
And surprisingly, alhamdulillah,
you say alhamdulillah.
You know, salam alaykum to all our
you can't say alhamdulillah when you know
Saudi and Arabic viewers. But
alhamdulillah, that's good.
Thank God that
Johnny
didn't retaliate with that.
Mm.
He still would have won in court because, like, I was just defending myself.
Well, he would have went to jail.
She's beating up on me, and I can't just stand there and let her. But he did. He stood there and let her do all the damage.
Yeah.
And he was like, either way out. And you know that she's lying when all his former girlfriends, relationships, baby mama.
Oh, haram. Oh, haram. You can't say alhamdulillah. I did say
when they all came forward and said, Johnny Depp's a sweetheart.
They vouched for his character.
Yeah.
True.
So, real quick. When you said Mike's, I forgot. You know who we got to give a shout out to?
Kareem Benzema. They did it. Congratulations.
Champions League.
They did it, bro. Real Madrid, man. They did it. We became football fans because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They did it,
right,
man.
Shout out to
Nabil. We got a shout out to Nabil.
Because
Nabil was mad. You know, he was in Liverpool.
Yeah.
He ain't want to talk for a couple days, bro.
It's not really a shout out. It's more like teasing Nabil now.
No, football players really take that sensitive. Like, they really get upset. It's not like back home when we watch basketball and our team lose. Bro, football players are a little crazy.
No. They're violent. They get violent.
You mock them about losing, they really be mad.
They'll beat
bro.
You down for it.
They really angry. I never seen people just fanatic over any sport more than the football player. The fans of the football player. Them jokers crazy, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad I like it, but not to that extent.
I'm gonna be mad
when my team lose. You know
what
I mean?
That's too thuggish for me. You know?
I think basketball, we don't really, you know what I mean?
We're not violent like that.
You might see a few games where you see them. You know,
that's hockey.
Yeah, hockey.
Hockey.
Even baseball. You've seen a few, might have been some football games and basketball games back home. You see some people in the parking lot fighting. Football, I think football.
No, this is straight on like street wars, though.
Yeah, but this not
football,
like
football. Football is straight up street wars.
Yeah,
like
soccer, football is on a whole nother level. Yeah, these jokes is crazy.
You
can't mess with them.
They
bro.
Represent their team like Bloods and Crips.
Yeah, like Bloods and
like
Crips.
Like Bloods and Crips, you know, like it's crazy. No, but
shout out
to Real Madrid, winning the, they're basically the people's champ.
Yeah, they won.
The Champions League.
That's like European. Yeah, they won the Europe Cup. Yeah, they won it, man.
That's one step below the World Cup.
Definitely. They did their thing, man. They did their thing. They won it.
And there's talks that Kareem – so there's this – so you know how, like, you have – in America, we have, like, the rookie of the year, you know, or, like, the player of the year.
Yes.
They have that MVP for football. It's called like the balloon to something. I forgot
what it's
called.
Yeah, I think I know. Balloon or balloon, whatever, yeah. So they might be
giving
it to him.
That means that they are – titled the greatest player in the world, like of that century or that generation, whatever.
Yes, yes.
They're saying that Kareem Benzema is in the works of getting it now.
He deserves it though, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I think we started watching football and became a Real Madrid fan in the perfect time.
Yeah. No, now I'm a football fan.
Because he started killing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now I have another player that I really like.
Who is he?
It's Song Heung-min.
Can he play though?
No, he is.
Can he play?
He plays for Tottenham.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
And he's
but I seen it like I never seen a game, but I know who you're talking about. But can he play though?
Yeah.
Or you just like him because he's Korean? No,
at first I did like him because he's Korean. You know, I gotta represent my people. You know?
Yeah. That's what we're gonna do. So but do no, you represent North Korea?
No, but he got.
But what about North Korea? Do you represent them though?
No.
Why, brother? Your peoples?
Nah, that's not North Korean.
I really wish we could show the audience that picture, bro.
Actually, no. In fact, right here.
We're gonna have to show this picture.
Boom.
This guy is cute side by side with the North Korean president.
I made it actually. Bro, you gotta
take your DNA. I think you related, bro.
That's because I got a big 5 head, not a 4 head. That's why.
Yeah. But that picture back in the day, you was a little chubby, so you look more like
him. Yeah.
What's his name? Kim Jong-un.
Kim
Jong-un. But he seemed cool, bro. He cool with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. That's because Dennis Rodman's crazy.
Yeah, they crazy.
He crazy too.
So what else is new, man? What else is What else been happening?
Cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying.
I'm a victim of cyberbullying.
You a victim of cyberbullying?
Yeah, my kids are jerks, man.
Your kids are doing. I'm about to say, man, you're 40 years old. You might be the bully.
No.
Your kids are getting you, huh?
No, my kids, like, we play pranks on each other.
Yeah.
And then recently, actually, a couple days ago,
yeah.
Like, you know, I watch Netflix.
Yes.
And you know, when you open up Netflix, it has the profile, like mine says June.
Yes.
And then
yes.
My daughter, Alexia, and then, you know.
Yes.
Of course, for the kids, you have to make it to where it's only
parental
kids.
Discretion. Yeah, definitely.
So they switched my profile picture on my Netflix. Look, check it out.
Check it out.
Mr. Miyagi. First, I'm like, hold up. Yeah. I don't even know who Mr. Miyagi is. Yeah,
bro.
That's back in the early 80s.
Shout out to Alexia. What's their name again? Alexia. What's your son name?
Yeah, Alexia Matthew.
Shout out to Alexia Matthew. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all was on point.
He definitely
like the 2030 version of Mr. Miyagi.
I thought they were the remix version.
Huh?
I thought they were gonna put like Mr. Chow or like, you know, Kim Jong Un. You know,
bro. Also, Mr. Chow is the little one who be flipping.
Yeah.
But they got that off. They got that off.
That's the only cyberbullying.
Shout out to my nephews and niece in Korea. Yeah. Y'all got that off, bro. They got me on that.
I was like, I couldn't come back.
Yeah,
to that.
You can't come back on that.
They got me.
You just gotta take that.
The only thing I can say is, how do you even know who Mr. Miyagi is? And then my daughter's like, well, I just went online and looked for a photo that looks like you, and that's why I put. I didn't know it was Mr. Miyagi. I'm like, wow, so you really think I look like him?
He's a legend. Yeah, Mr. Miyagi, a legend, bro.
The Karate Kid.
Wax on, wax off.
But they said I look like
the
him.
Original one was a.
I'm like, that's
I remember growing up watching that. The original, I really do look like Mr. Miyagi. I ain't gonna lie, you kind of like a teenage version of Mr. Miyagi when he was 20.
Yeah.
And anyways, what else is new? Yeah. What else is new? What else? Yeah.
So aside from that, like,
so you have to go
about
back
the Oscars. You know, we got to talk about the Oscars.
What happened at that? Because you know, I don't watch that. Oh yeah, the slap. You mean the slap, bro? I think it was
that was uncalled for, though. Man.
Yeah, I think it was kind of. You know what I mean? The one thing I want to say is that
you know what I mean.
I think Will Smith, not Will Smith. I think
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock handled it
like
in a mature way because
he handled it like a G
because he represented. Because if he would have fought,
if he would have fought back, so did Will Smith though.
If he would have fought back, it would have been look at these black dudes, look at these black people at the they don't
the
know how to behave. But the way he handled it was professional.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. He, you know what I mean.
He handled it like a, he took it like a man.
He handled it in a professional way.
I'm not gonna cause a scene.
Yes, yes, I'm and ain't gonna, too many people can. Not too many people have restraint.
That's the reason why he did that though, Chris Rock. The reason why he didn't start a scene and he just laughed it off and brushed it off and. continued on with the show.
I think he might have been shocked. Like, did I really just get slapped?
No, he did. If you actually see it, he's like, oh. Yeah. Will Smith just smacked it.
And I think Will Smith, man, if he's watching, man, I pray, come to Saudi Arabia. Come kick it with us. Because I think, honestly, I think Will Smith. He needs some of it. No, I really think he's going through something. You know what I mean? Mentally. Yeah. And I think he was bottling a lot of stuff in. And it made him react that way. And I think sometimes people need to step away from a fast life of you know Hollywood and entertainment. I hope he can come to Saudi, man. Come here, kick it. You know what I mean?
I think it's for sure. Jada Pickett.
Yeah, I don't want to go into gossiping. I don't want to go into gossip. I feel you because that is his wife. You know what I mean?
Now, that's what I mean.
I totally get Hollywood, and I always say this, bro. I always say Hollywood doesn't like successful marriages. They like to break people up. So we want to see successful marriages. I hope that they can fix their marriage. I hope it can be successful. I hope it can work out without us going into gossiping. You know what I mean? But because Jada Pinkett, you know, she, of course, the things that's out there happened to this individual, mm-hmm. he might not know how to deal with it. But I always say they marry, they have kids. So I pray that they can have a successful marriage and fix it. Sometime in marriage, bro, you got to keep people out of your business. You know that, right? Some things need to be private.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything can't be for the internet. Everything can't be for the gram.
Or if you do release it,
yes.
Make sure you can handle it.
You can handle. But one of the things I think should be the most private is your family life.
Yeah. And you should not be airing that.
That's the one thing you should be careful with. That's the one thing you should be able to hold and say, you know what? I don't want everybody. This is the one thing I feel like need to be private is at least this. You know what I mean?
And that's what they aired out. And that's like Jada Pinkett aired it out.
Yeah. It's true.
The other men that she cheated on. Well, she didn't cheat. That's the thing, though. That's the thing I want to talk to you. I want to ask you about.
Yes.
Is it still cheating if she notified him of what she's doing and he was okay with it? You know what I'm saying?
I'm always hit it from an Islamic point of view.
Like in Islam, well, how would you take that? Because she like told
in Islam, for example, in Islam, a married woman,
regardless,
or a
right?
married man, regardless,
even
should
if
not
okay
be
with
alone
it.
With the opposite sex. Even unmarried, like the Prophet Muhammad, mm-hmm. peace. I mean, like for example, if you hear, like, you might see somebody having a business meeting. And they're in a coffee shop and it's a man and a woman, that's different. They doing business. This is allowed. But if you private, you're in a hotel or you're in a room with the opposite sex, in our religion, that's not allowed.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So if I'm at my coffee shop and I have a business meeting with a business lady, this is allowed. Because in Islam, a man and a woman can do business. So we want to clarify that. But a man and a woman, even the Prophet Muhammad said, a man and a woman being alone, secluded, the third one is the devil. So when it comes to these things, you know what I mean? So, but I think it's sad, you know what I mean?
That's how this all started. Sad.
I think, and we want them to succeed, bro. We want them to have a successful marriage. They have kids, bro. You know what I mean? They have kids, you know. So, and
but
that's
then what, that, so that slap. The thing I don't get.
Chris, some people think it was staged.
Chris Rock.
You think it was staged?
No. You could tell it wasn't staged. Mm. If it was staged, he wouldn't curse like that too at the end. Because he said, "Keep my wife's name out your." Mouth.
See, that's another thing. See,
stage,
for example,
that wouldn't have been like that.
See, another thing, some people say he was protecting his wife.
But okay, right there.
Yes.
Yes, this is what I want to talk about.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
No, I get that.
But protecting
for
your wife,
one thing, you're
protecting,
in Hollywood.
Yeah, but protecting your wife mean that you protect her from the beginning. You don't beautify her. This is, for example, you don't put a dress on, tight dress, and sit in front of other men. Because we also, as a Muslim man, we are taught to protect our wives from even the eyes of other men. Because that's where it started. You know what I mean? But Hollywood is opposite. Hollywood will want you to put your wife the best dress, the best makeup, and let's go get compliments from other men.
And
we don't like that because men naturally, and they did this research, even when men do that naturally and they get these compliments about their wife, psychologically, it affects them.
Yeah.
But because Hollywood is so normal, they don't know how to deal with this type of stuff. So for example, you put your wife in a dress, you sit in front of other men, and then you say, keep her name out my mouth. I mean, out your mouth.
Not only that.
You know what I mean? It's difficult.
If you're in that career,
you're
going to have all eyes on you.
Yeah. So it's very
people
difficult.
People are going to talk about your wife. Yeah. If you don't want nobody talking about your wife, get out of that industry.
Yeah, true. As simple as that.
Be very private.
Simple
but
as
you're
that.
But you're airing everything out. Of course people got to. Now, in this case,
definitely.
She had a medical condition. That's why she went bald.
Yes.
Like sort of like she went to chemo therapy type thing. Mm. And then when you do that, you lose your hair. So she went bald. And he made a G.I. Jane reference to
her.
Remember, G.I. Jane shaves her head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which it wasn't as bad, but I get it. You don't want to talk about it. What if he didn't
know? Yeah, but what if he didn't know?
But here's the thing.
You could have pulled him to the side.
The dude was laughing. Will Smith was laughing at that joke.
Wow.
And then he looks over to her and she sees her like going.
He felt, maybe he felt like my wife is hurt now. Okay.
But dude, you laughed, but you, there's better ways you could have done that.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was,
honestly,
the whole situation comes down to this, bro. Can I tell you, the whole situation comes down where people in Hollywood, especially married people, are in conflict. They in conflict because of the simple fact that
marriage, why did you stick up for me?
Yeah, marriage, no, marriage, a man and a woman, when you're in love, you want to protect yourselves. But because Hollywood is one of them places, hard to, everything is on display. You know what I mean? My wife is on display for the Grammy nights. I have to beautify her. I have to put the best dress. I have to make a say. I have to watch other men look at my wife's body in this dress. So all of this is affecting them mentally. They don't know. Hollywood wanted to be normal, but it's still abnormal. It's still abnormal. Naturally, a man would be jealous of his wife. And naturally, the woman, vice versa. Like, naturally, a man has a protection that he has something inside of him that he wants to protect his wife. Naturally. If you're a man, you know what I mean? But because the Hollywood, it teach you, it strips all this away from you. You know, it strips it away from you. Even young girls, unfortunately, 14, 15 years old in America, or young boys, if they don't have a boyfriend or girlfriend, they consider the peer pressure make them feel abnormal.
They're nerds.
So
or
they,
losers,
yeah, so
or,
they
yeah.
become nerds. So they strip all the natural things, the innocence away from you, stripped, and you feel like, oh, I gotta be this way because this is society. So a lot of people have mental issues dealing with this stuff.
But the actions that Will Smith did, though.
No, I don't agree with it. Yeah, I don't.
Like honestly,
I don't agree with it.
If you would have, when he made that joke, if you would have done this to Chris Rock, like just like this, Chris Rock would have got in and be like, okay, another joke, you know. But
yes,
and honestly, if it was like, imagine if it was Terry Crews up on stage and he did that joke, you think he'll go and smack him? No, like that, I think he was showing.
Wow.
To show, like, okay, I got to prove to Jada Pinkett that I'm a man, so let me go up there and smack.
It's sad, though. The whole situation is sad.
Someone who's weaker than me.
The whole situation
somebody
is sad.
Punk,
you know what I always say, Q, because when it comes to marriages, I never laugh at, you're not doing that. I'm just saying the media is doing it. I never make jokes of when it comes to a marriage or family life.
Yeah.
You know, like the media is destroying them, but it's deeper than what we see. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I always say when I see like marriage people and family people going through difficult, I always deep in my heart hope they work it out. Like I hope something good, like they figure this out, especially when you have kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope they figure something out.
But you know, I'm actually glad that it died down.
Yeah.
You know, like we're talking about it. We're probably bringing it back up now, but it's because we wanted to bring this topic up.
Yeah,
but,
you know what I mean?
But it's died down.
Yes.
No, thank God. It didn't hurt Will's career as much. You know,
I heard
Chris
he went
Rock's
to
career
I heard
actually
he,
got better.
I heard he went to India because he said he's looking for some meditation or he's searching. So I hope he come to Saudi Arabia. While you searching, come to Saudi.
Come
bro.
Visit us. Come on our show. Yeah, we'll be your therapy because we're all about positivity.
Yeah. Come check us out, man. Yeah. Come to Saudi. Come to, you know, a peaceful country.
Absolutely.
You know, we give him some dawah.
Yeah.
First, we got to start with him. We got to give him some dawah. He's here.
He's still trying to convert me. He's still trying to convert me. You know?
But yeah, bro. So what else? What else, bro?
Aside from that, I mean, with that being said, I mean, that's what I wanted to, like, tackle. I wanted to tackle that topic of what happened because I get it, you know. I get what you said. Yeah. You know, me not being a non-Muslim,
yes,
I get it too, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but as a non-Muslim, here you feel like you at home.
Yeah, I do.
That's what people don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss a lot. Season 2, we better come back strong, bro.
Yeah,
we better get it popping.
Oh, we
better
got a lot of
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But there's a lot, like, shoot, we just missed the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's going on. When was the Olympics?
The Olympics was in, this Olympics was in
bro, I don't know
China. What? It was in China.
Recently?
Yeah. The Winter Olympics was recently.
Bro,
was
think
in China.
You know what he's talking about, bro. I think you
right?
you stuck
so,
in time.
No, bro, the I reason think... I want to bring it up, like, yes. I don't even know anything about snowboarding. But the one who won the gold medal, Chloe Kim, another Korean.
See, you're just biased, bro.
She's from Torrance, California.
Wow.
So you just only watch stuff with Koreans, and I don't even think you care about the Olympics. I think you probably just Google Korean news.
No, 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 no.
Whoever pop up, you say, oh, this is my cousin.
Here's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
She won last Olympics too. Wow. She would have won the Olympics before that, but she was too young and they wouldn't let her join.
Okay.
Like she's, snowboarding. She's the hot topic right now. Not just because she's Korean American, just because she's talented.
Okay, snowboarding. Like the last, why don't you join the Olympics, bro? Like the Korean team.
I got
represent.
No talent though, man. I can't snowboard.
I think you could get on the snowboard.
I can't surf. I can't.
You can fish. You know? They have fish in the Olympics. I think you can do some fishing.
She won the gold medal. She broke records. She broke her own record.
Mm.
Like the last Olympics at Pyeongchang, that was in Korea.
Okay.
Right? The last Winter Olympics was in Korea.
Yeah. I remember that.
The snowboard competition,
yes.
You get 3 runs. So in other words, you get 3 tries. And you got to get the highest score.
Okay.
She already won the gold medal off her first try.
She might not have no competition out there. I think she's the only one.
The next time, she could just ride it down and she still would have won.
Yeah, yeah.
Second time, she beat her own time. So she even made it even harder for the competition.
No, I think she in competition with herself. Yeah. I don't think nobody else is in this field, bro.
She was 15 years old or 16 years old when she went to the last Olympics.
We definitely got to give it up to you. He represent for his peoples, bro.
Shout out to Chloe Kim. I'm trying to get her on the show.
He represent for
his people. I'm trying to get her as a guest. You know, shout out to Chloe Kim.
He represent for his people.
Let's do this.
Yeah,
let's do this. okay. So I'm good now.
You're good. He shot all the Koreans. He got all the Koreans off his chest, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a good one.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on Snoop Dogg now running Death Row?
Because, you know, my state.
Like, how'd that happen? I don't
you know.
Like,
you
know,
because of my mindset with music, it doesn't make a difference.
Did Suge sign it off to him?
No, but Suge been lost Death Row when he got sued. And
you know what I mean? Prison.
Yeah, he got prison. But before he went to prison, he got sued. He lost his company. Yeah.
So how did he get it? How did Snoop Dogg
I really don't know.
Did he buy him? Did he buy the bank out? Or
he made
whatever?
It pay for it or whatever. You know what I mean? I really don't know.
Because now the game is under Death Row now.
I see.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to music, I don't follow it too much. Yeah. But
I know that Death Row, you know, still has a little tiny spot.
If you got the catalog.
Not the music, but
the people, the environment. Memories. Yeah, the memories.
So I
wanted
to know your thoughts on what you think about Snoop Dogg owning
Death
Row.
It's crazy. I think for business, it might be a good power move for him. From a business standpoint of view, for him, I'm sure he's happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Let's see how he does it, though.
Yeah, let's see. You know, I don't care about Death Row. I don't care about that old catalog. You know what I mean? My mindset is totally different right now. So I can't say I'm happy or what. You know what I mean? But of course, people that follow him and Death Row are happy for him. You know what I mean? Definitely.
And I'm not trying to make our podcast show about that anyways.
We might got to get Reggie. But we might got to get Reggie Wright. You know,
no,
Reggie
we are
going
to get Reggie Wright.
He has his podcast show that I just filmed on. And
if you want more Tupac stories, though, make sure you check out his interview with Art of Dialogue that we just filmed.
And Bomb First is Reggie Wright.
And Reggie Wright.
And Bomb First.
He did a podcast.
We might got to get Bomb. Yeah. The reason why I want to get Reggie Wright on here because he have a lot of behind the scene. Like when I did interview with him, he was bringing up a lot of stuff because he was head of security.
Yeah.
Of Death Row for years. So we might just want to get him. We never spoke about security in the music industry.
What about the fight in front of Death Row? You guys didn't bring that up yet?
Yeah, we brought that up, man. We have a little fight.
I got another story.
I was testing him because I used to run my mouth.
Yeah.
And Reggie, it got a little out of control and he broke it up. But we get Reggie on it.
Yeah, yeah, well, definitely.
We get Reggie. A lot of people.
Shout out to
Reggie Wright. You know what I mean? He the one who used to take me to prison to see Suge when I wanted to get off Death Row. He took me up there to tell Suge. So we got a lot of, you know, so it's good to see him doing good because you know he had COVID.
Yeah.
And he literally almost died.
And
from
it hit him hard.
Hit him hard. So he's now doing much better. You know what I mean? So shout out to Reggie
God
Wright.
God bless him. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Reg.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I think that's it for today. You know, we could go longer, but dang. No,
nah, we want to give him a little bit and bring him back.
We want to give you a sample. You know, this is a taste test.
So we here, man, season 2.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Sir.
Let's get it popping.
Shout out to the sponsors again.
Shout out to
Mike's Pod, Aziz. Shout out to our directors, producers,
everybody.
Two Big Chris.
Two Big Chris. What's up with Two Big Chris,
Jeff
bro?
Jeff Wright. Well, he was able to make it today because he had to go work.
And shout out to Jeff,
Yeah, he didn't make it back from work on time.
Okay, man. Tell him I said what's up. Tell him I said what's up.
But he's here all the time, you know, trying to fit through the doors because he's too big for no reason.
You got to turn sideways. Tell him to turn sideways.
Yeah, right? He has to turn sideways and walk through the door. You know, that's how we got to do it. Yeah, all but right, shout out to our sponsors. You know, make sure you tune in. Don't forget, we got the streetwear plug.me. giveaway coming up soon. We're not gonna tell you when, so you have to watch every episode to know when the giveaway is.
And you said
free pair of Jordans or Yeezys.
Free pair of Jordans or Yeezys.
They have all the sizes. They ship worldwide.
Worldwide.
Make sure you check them out. Anyways, maybe they have the shoe you want.
For sure.
They go for a cheaper price anyway. So
Adobe, I like them. Definitely.
Thank you to Object SA. Shout out to Don Rubens. Well, let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that's some authentic
Mexican.
That's
the closest to Mexico.
A lot of people don't know.
Mexico, you're gonna get.
The owner's a Mexican from San Diego. Opened up an authentic Mexican joint in Saudi Arabia. I had it two times.
It feels like three times, I think.
So definitely authentic. Yeah. So shout out to Don Rubens.
Yep, delicious. Peace. Make sure you go try it out if you're in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and we out.
We out.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
All right. Check it out.
Yeah. Manscaped. Stay fresh, clean start, head to toe, finishing touch, extra refinement. Bro, what did you bring me, man?
Man.
What is this?
All right. So the support for Mutu Q.
Yes.
Is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay.
All right. Manscaped, they are the men's grooming champions of the world, not just the city, Craig, the world.
The world?
That's one of my favorite lines.
Wow. So you really mean the world.
Yeah. Manscaped, because what they do is they offer a precision engineered
dope
grooming technology.
But I like to look rough, man. I don't touch my beard. I like to look a little rough.
What about
from
the neck down, though?
Oh, yeah, from the neck down, we got to stay smooth,
like, when you
man.
Take your shirt off, it's going to look like you have a sweater.
You got to be smooth, man. You're right.
Some people are like that. You know what you do? And I like to feel silky smooth, you know?
Silky smooth, huh?
You know, like...
Silky smooth?
Yeah, just for me. Just for me, you know? The way I feel, like, I want to be silky smooth from the neck down. So
I'm going to give it a try, then.
So what it comes with is this set is a special thing. Now, they just started in UAE.
Okay.
They just launched in the UAE, and this is the fourth generation of trimmers.
Okay.
Right? And the Lawnmower 4.0. Mm. 4.0.
Mm.
Which means there's been many, many versions before that, but this is a 4.0.
Dope.
This one is... Dude, look at that. That looks...
Yeah, that looks dope.
That looks pretty...
That looks dope.
I think Manscaped is the Rolex of men's grooming.
Wow. Say no more.
Not Casio.
Say no more. I'm buying.
Rolex.
I'm in.
Okay, order. So this is the
give me your credit card. I'm ordering today.
Yeah. Yeah, so that it comes with this. Nice. We call this the weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Okay. You know, because some people, they'll be having like...
This for the nose and the hair.
The hair trimmer in the ear. Man, yeah. I'll be seeing some people's ears and I'm like, dang.
Yeah, you know, my grandfather from Cuba, he kind of had like that afro coming out of his ears.
Yeah, right?
And I'm actually following suit.
I call it the Allen Iverson here.
I'm right behind him, so I'm glad that.
Yeah. But then, no, this, I, honestly, weed the whacker. Way it looks.
Even the way it is modern, the weed whacker.
Yeah, the weed whacker.
That's dope right there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in this box?
So the box comes with like.
Can I see?
The Crop Reviver.
The Crop Reviver, okay.
Right? It's toner.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
And then you got the Crop Preserver.
The Crop Preserver,
which is deodorant, not only for your armpits but everywhere else, you know.
Dope.
Yeah.
What else we got
in
that box?
And here's the amazing part. Look how slick and slim that is. Honestly, when I first got this, I was like, "Where do I charge this at?"
Facts.
But it comes with like a little charging dock that you just put it on and it charges it. Like the technology, I'm like, this got to be made by Koreans. My people had to make this.
Nice
as it looks. I know my people.
Check that out, man.
Yeah, it looks nice. Oh, camera's over there.
I try to play it off. Look, I did it slow. Yeah. Look, well, actually, it's three cameras in this room. Yeah. Korean. Korean try to make us look like we don't make. It's a camera there. No, and it's a camera there. Say the camera.
Recording.
Say the camera recording is over there. So now, but you saw me try to play it off. When you said that, I did like this.
Yeah,
I was smooth with it. Smooth as Manscaped.
So this upgraded trimmer, right? This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch.
Okay.
So like you can actually travel with this. So if you click it three times,
yes,
it won't turn on while it's in the bag.
Dope.
So that's what's good about this.
Dope.
Right? Manscaped.
Manscaped.
And that name, man. They got it with the name.
Yeah, they doing anything,
marketing,
man.
Amazing.
Marketing is amazing. I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah. So and then it's wireless charging too, by the way.
Wow.
Did I mention the wireless charging?
For
both
that?
The weed whacker and the lawnmower. This is called a lawnmower.
The names are killing me, bro.
Yeah, right.
Check them out. Y'all see it. We over here with it. Check it out.
Now, here's the best part of this.
Okay.
You get a 20% discount
if when they you mention use the code MUTUQ.
MUTUQ get to 20%
discount. 20%
discount
when you use MUTUQ at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
And right. For our Saudi viewers, they just launched in UAE, which means they could deliver here tomorrow.
One day.
Bukra.
One day deliver. Bukra.
Right? That's tomorrow. Bukra. Right? Bukra.
He said Bukra. Bukra's did tomorrow, he just right? curse yeah. in Arabic?
Bukra.
Bukra. But I think he might have just cursed himself in Arabic.
No,
he
I said, meant Bukra. Tomorrow. Bukra.
Bukra.